Welcome to this audio recording by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to promoting public awareness of global issues and the ways in which they affect the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Become a member today at dfwworld.org and help us connect North Texas with the world. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
Just recently, the EIU published a report, Spring Tide, Will the Arab Risings Yield Democracy, Dictatorship, or Disorder? In it, a degree of probability was assigned to different scenarios on whether or not there would be a democratic breakthrough or continued authoritarianism, or as you described, a meager democratic harvest. To begin our discussion, could I ask you to share with our audience a summary of these findings?
The main probability that we worked with was what I call a disorderly democracy, in that the hopes and expectations of the initial Arab Spring were inevitably going to be disappointed in many instances, but that overall we'd see coming out of this whole period of turbulence a marginally more democratic, more representative set of systems across the Arab world than we had before. And of course that's not saying a great deal, because the region's always been very authoritarian and very repressive. But we were focusing more on the fact that some sort of political gridlock, very messy kind of political process was going to happen, and that in many of the countries where popular uprisings were happening, the struggle would go on for some time before perhaps the popular will was expressed. We also looked at the possibility of a backslide, in that it was so messy that it would just become dysfunctional, and that in some cases you'd end up with even more authoritarian regimes and military rule than you had before. And the final option we had, about 20% possibility, was that there really would be quite a significant advance for democracy across the region. This would be the optimistic scenario. And we very much linked this into our expectation that if that happened, the economic benefits would be that much better, and that we definitely believed that there was enough evidence of a correlation between good governance and economic advancement. And in fact, the long-term picture in the Middle East has shown that the economic development has actually been held back very observably by the lack of democracy and good governance across.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.